This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
So they tell me you're really smart, Milton. Chemical engineering degree, something like that?
Something like that.
I need to find someone who can cook high-grade crank, and I need to find them fast. One day, and one day only. That's it. Set for life.
But you know what I can't handle? What I absolutely cannot risk is you falling in love with her.
Russell is dangerous. A pure 100% psychopath. I'll never get away from him. Not alive, anyway. Well, we've now killed my psychotic ex-boyfriend 3 times, and it would appear that he won't stay dead.
Is this universe giving us a cosmic test, or am I just going crazy?
Look, I told you, we did this all yesterday.
It can't go on like this, Milton. Something has to be done. Well, there must be 10,000 different ways to kill somebody in this place. Let's just try every single one of them and see what happens.
No, there has to be another way.
You can't reason with him. He's a psychopathic maniac.
I think you're right.
Came here and they spilled blood. That's what triggers it. That's what starts this whole cycle.
One of us is going to walk out of here with that knife.
Russell isn't smart enough to find a way out of this place. But you are.
You kill me, or I kill you.
Let's just say I'll see you in hell and leave it at that.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you in hell. Or maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94... Is there a dot in there?
Yes,
just
point.
94.9.
Finally find out more about this movie. It's taken a while for it to get here in Australia.
It has taken a long time.
Okay. So what is it? It's Blood Punch. It's a horror thriller film. It's very twisted, which is great.
It's very twisted. I've been describing it as like Groundhog Day meets Blood Simple.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It kind of starts off like it has some noir elements and like neo-noir elements. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of turns into like a psychological thriller, but it doesn't take itself too seriously. It's kind of like a black comedy as well.
Came to mind. But also, look, it's great that, I mean, you had Deafgasm, I mean, which has been so huge internationally as well, you know.
Mm. And now, I think that really struck a nerve with people, just because I feel like metal people generally like horror things and horror people generally like metal things, so it kind of married those two worlds quite nicely.
Well, I should actually do an intro of who you are. That might help for our listeners and so on.
Okay.
Yes, I'm speaking here. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream, and talking to Milo Cawthorn across the ditch over there in New Zealand. And people can't see this, but he's wearing a beanie. He's wearing a hat. How cold is it then, like in New Zealand right now?
It's pretty cold. What temperature is it now? It was getting down, well, I don't know if this is cold for you guys, because you guys get pretty cold as well, but it was getting down to like 8 degrees overnight.
Oh, that's all right. We were -5 the other day. It was a bit of a shock. It was a bit of a shock, yeah. I know, it doesn't happen. Everyone whinged. You know, Melbourneians.
-5?
Yep, I know. Unbelievable.
Amazing. Can you quickly explain Scream?
A Scream? Well, it's not really a real word, apparently, so I found out. I mean it by the queasiness that one gets. I wanted to say Scream, but then someone said, did you say Scream? When I was talking about the name of the show, and I went, no, but you know what? I'm going to call it that, I think. Squeam.
Yeah, like Squeam is quite squeamish. A nice marriage.
Though lots of people get it wrong. So, hey. So when I ask you to do the tag for the show, you've already got a heads up. You know it's coming.
Okay.
Just like Blood Punch is finally coming. So why do you think it's taken all this time for it to become such an interesting, an interest in it? It's because your fame is finally, you know, hit.
I don't know about that. I think what got the attention of the distributor in Australia was Deathgasm. I think that helped.
Mm, yeah.
But Blood Punch, Blood Punch was a much more independent affair. Deathgasm had the backing of New Zealand Film Commission, and it had like distribution company from the get go because it was part of a competition over here about Make My Horror Film.
Yep.
So Deathgasm had a little bit more backing, a little bit more go forward, and Blood Punch was all, it was Eddie and Maddie, and they'd been writing children's television cartoons for a long time, for like years and years and years. They're a couple.
Mm.
And they helped write The Little Mermaid 2 and some of the Tigger movie. They were pretty deep into Disney. And Blood Punch, probably the reason it came out as quite deranged and a bit twisted was because they had to write sugary, sweet Disney treacle for the last 12 years, and their brains were about to implode. And so they said, man, we really want to do something that's just us. No one can tell us what's wrong. We can just take it as far as we want. And the end result was Blood Punch.
They're still working for Disney? Or
they're writing for kids' TV now. But
oh,
I think they let off a bit of steam with Blood Punch. They could go back a little happier. Or maybe they haven't. Maybe the new stuff they're writing now is just horrible, twisted kids' television.
I hope so. That's what you want for kids' TV, don't you? It's like that's how the excitement, you know, for kids is these days. It has to be pretty. I mean, SpongeBob's pretty deranged, isn't it?
Right. Deranged. They've got to learn about the cruel world somehow.
Exactly. Cruel, cold world. And for you, great cast. Look, very low budget, but I did love that some great effects there. And, yeah, I think it's something people can really get stuck into and say once again, oh, look at this good stuff that's coming across from New Zealand.
New Zealand, punching above its weight. That's one of our favourites, punching above our weight.
Oh, speaking of which, Muhammad Ali's passed away, so yeah.
Has he?
Yes. Oops, sorry.
Man, I heard there was complications or something.
There's lots of punching. There's lots of, boxing references, I guess, that will be punned around the place. Now, playing this role, it's quite a physical part, isn't it? Yeah. Do you do all your own stunts? Is that keeping with the...
we had to on Blood Punch. There was no budget for anybody else to do. But yeah, it didn't feel super physical. All the actors met on Power Rangers, and so that was super physical. That was like you did a 2-week stunt training camp before you started.
Right.
And they fly over a Japanese stunt team and they like force you to stretch. There's one thing where you put the soles of your feet together, the knees up, and then someone comes in behind you and just pushes your knees to the floor, and it's really painful.
Goodness, man. Do you get paid? You get danger money for that, or what's the story?
No, like... I don't think we were getting paid for that. Power Rangers is good money, but they don't pay you for that. They just kind of hope you'll be okay. So compared to that, Blood Punch didn't seem super physical, but there was some like running and jumping and almost getting hit by axes and stuff.
Yes, yeah, there was a lot of wood chopping. So for people who who like wood chopping, there's some wood chopping techniques.
By very well-built men. Very handsome really young men.
Isn't it great? I miss that. In New Zealand, I used to do wood chop, as you do. You know, it was either that or freeze to death, but...
Do they have competitive wood chopping in Australia like they do in here?
Oh, probably they do, but it's probably not that great. So you'd never hear about it, you know.
You've got to be out in the provinces.
Yeah, you've got to be further out. That's right. Yeah. Out back somewhere. Now for you, you're still in New Zealand though, Milo. Is the call for other adventures in Hollywood, is it coming? Is that on the horizon? And why isn't it?
It's bubbling up slowly.
Yeah.
I like New Zealand. I have relatives in Australia, and so I've been considering the move to Australia.
Well, everyone has
I live in Los Angeles. Pardon?
I said everyone has relatives in Australia.
Yes, well, that may be
the longest overstayers ever have to be New Zealanders. Yes.
But yeah, I like the idea of going to Australia. I lived in Los Angeles for 2 years and found it to be pretty intense.
Mm.
not a city where you can relax. Well, maybe
people don't walk, do they? People don't walk around. They just everyone drives.
Get in the car. It's down the road. Get in the car. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird city because it's funny because like people, Americans are like, oh my god, it's so great, so close to the water, and it's like nature's everywhere. And then, but compared to like Australia to New Zealanders, it's like there's no nature here. It's like a desert. You're living in the desert. So I think it's quite a strange city. Mm-hmm. I don't feel the need to go back.
Well, I guess the thing is too, like with what is happening in New Zealand, and Evil Dead, of course, has been a great vehicle for many a Kiwi to get involved in. It's almost like you don't need to go there.
Yeah, almost.
Almost like you don't really have to, but you know, if the option is there, I'm sure you'd jump at it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it is true. It is true. It's a thriving scene down here at the moment. And I'm sure it won't stay that way because things change. Like I remember a few years ago, in 2007, there was just nothing. It was like a real drought. There's nothing here. And again, in 2012 and 2013, everything went quiet. And suddenly it's all back on again because the dollar loses its value. And then. But when it's good down here, it's really good.
Life after Lord of the Rings, I think. It's post-script. Did you, were you on Lord of the Rings, any of the...
No, what the hell?
Oh, God.
No one called me. I was waiting by the phone. Oh, I think I'm not fat enough to be a hobbit and not tall enough to be an elf. I'm in the middle
or
there.
Hairy enough to be an orc or something. Gruesome,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly, yeah, pretty, no, I don't think you're built for it,
I don't think, Milo. Someone said to me, I showed the film to a friend, and they go, this guy's really quite scrawny, isn't he? How does he... You didn't actually lose any weight, though, for the role. Did you have
I did not lose any weight. I wish I had to lose weight for the role, because then that could be an excuse as to be scrawny. But no, unfortunately.
You'll be one of the few actors, probably, that will be asked to gain weight if you go to Hollywood. It could be. Yeah. With those cheekbones, who could resist? I'm looking at some very fine chiseled jawline here right now.
I rely pretty heavily on the jawline. Cover everything else up, but the jawline's okay.
So what's on the cards for you next? Can you talk about any new work? More horror?
There's no horror in my near future. I've just finished principal filming on a feature film called Mega Time Squad, which is like, do you know the film? It's a Heath Ledger film called Two Hands.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
So it's like it pays homage. How do you pronounce that word? Would you say homage or homage?
Homage. No, homage. Homage. Like fromage.
I should be saying it the wanky way. I've been saying homage, but it pays homage to Two Hands. It's kind of like a similar type world that it exists in. It's a film set in Thames, and it's about the local mob in Thames who are not very good at being mobsters. And one of the runners gets in trouble with the mob and finds a magical bracelet which can take him back in time. But every time he presses the button on the bracelet, he creates a copy of himself.
Oh.
And so in the end, it turns out there are like five of this guy running around and the mob's trying to kill him. He's trying to outrun them. And it's inspired by Two Hands, that kind of vibe. But it's like also got the weird time travel thing in it. That should be interesting. Mega Time Squad.
Yeah.
And then I've got, it looks like in the future, some stage work coming up, which would be nice because I haven't done that for a while. There's a play that my friend wrote, and it's all in, it's a modern day, set in modern day, but it's all written in iambic pentameter in Shakespearean verse. So that's going to be interesting.
I met some Japanese students once that had been taught by, obviously, a very amusing New Zealand English teacher. They had been taught to speak English in Shakespearean English only. It was, trying to get a bus ticket with them was really interesting.
Amazing.
I know. Amazing and cruel and yet cool. But
yeah, kind a of cool, wrong. Cruel, practical joke, but like a long-term
they
life.
Happy.
They weren't happy, did you say?
They weren't, they weren't happy. They said, not happiest, Dolph. And I was like, sorry. Oh, Dolph, not happy. Okay.
Amazing.
Amazing. True story. So for you, no more of the genre stuff, although you've got this Time Squad thing. I'm sure
that's
this is going to be,
I'd say that's, what's the definition of a genre? What does genre film mean?
I don't know. Anything that's not a romantic comedy, I don't know. That doesn't have, what's her name? Catherine Heigl in it?
Or Julia Roberts.
Actually, has she ever been in a horror film?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, she should be.
She'd be great.
Yeah.
Scream
She could be a scream queen. And let me see, what else have you done? I'm looking at Wikipedia here. What a cheat.
Interesting. What has it got? What have we got?
Well, we've got Hyperlink, I Love LA, When We Go to War, and Deafgasm is the last entry.
The last entry.
The most recent, I should say.
That sounds good.
Entry sounds terrible. But yeah, lots more to come from you. And Pet Detectives, remember that one.
Pet Detectives. Were you in New Zealand when that was on?
No. I have friends with small little people, children, I should say, who they loved it.
Okay. That was weird. I never thought anybody saw that. I didn't know anybody saw it.
That's three people. So that's pretty good. That's for the odds, you know?
That's a good audience. That's a healthy audience. That's a healthy size audience.
Yeah, so when are you coming over to Australia? Not just to visit your relatives, but to...
I'm tying that into my trip. I'm visiting my grandfather's turning 90 in July. And before that, I get over on the 24th for a blood punch screening on the 25th.
Yes, that's right.
It's in Backlot Studios.
Yep. Good plug,
Hague Street? Is it Hague Street?
Yes, Hague Street. Or Hague Street.
Hague, paying homage to Hague. And it looks like there's going to be another screening in Sydney on the, wait for it, on, I'm just looking through my, on the 6th of July.
Wow. So you're going to be here for a while then, more than.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Soaking up the Atmos. So should I bring warm clothes?
Yes, definitely. Well, bring your average, clothes that you would wear in spring, I suppose, over there.
Spring clothes. But spring negative clothes. 5.
Yeah. It could rain even. You just don't know. Well, Melbourne is what was the name of that Australian band, Crowded House? Always get in trouble for that when I say, no, they're actually a New Zealand band. Four seasons in one day and all that. Oh.
And Melbourne gets way colder than... Does Melbourne get colder than Adelaide? Does Melbourne have its own microclimate?
It's just it has its own microclimate. It's got its own petri dish.
Amazing.
Things that grow here. It's pretty cool. It's considered the steampunk capital, but that was many years ago, obviously. I don't know if steampunk's it anymore. But we have lots of conventions. Oz Comic Con's coming up, and it's Lucy Lawless is going to be here.
So say hi from me. Say hi from me.
You know Lucy?
I don't know her, but fellow Kiwi, I'm sure she
is. Yeah, she probably has heard of you. I'm sure she has.
Lovely.
All right, so check it out, people. Blood Punch is going to be playing on the 25th. It's Backlot Studios. They've got really big armchairs, really great big leather armchairs, actually. I know, it's very fancy, very fancy, very intimate at the same time.
Oh,
and
very nice.
There's a bar and there's everything there you need. It's quite an amazing venue for Blood Punch. I think it's going to be perfect. Hopefully we'll see lots of people come along. There's quite a big horror community in Australia, in Melbourne. You've got Monster Fest every year, so something to aim for. It's usually in November. Pretty good Monster
Fest. Stick around. I'll sleep at Backlot Studios and those comfy armies until then.
They might wash you away, but maybe. Now, if you could choose because we like horror on Sci-Fi and Scream, could you choose a horror film that inspires you or one that stood out the test of time for yourself?
I watched... What is the freakiest one that I've seen? What's the one that... I watched The Exorcist when I was 12.
Oh, that's good parenting.
And I was at my friend's place. He could get out like high-rated films. He could get like R16s when he was 13, so that was cool.
Don't you love those best friends? Like, you know, they're in jail now, but you know.
So yeah, but back then, boy, were they fun.
They were cool, but they were on their way.
And that The Exorcist, I didn't sleep for a while after that, and because also I think he was telling me like, you know the lead actress died, man. You know, she's. You know, she died soon after this, so and like it gave me like the Exorcist curse idea.
Uh-oh.
And so that stuck with me for a while. Probably that'd be my pick.
No, oh, very good. Yeah, I love that film. It's probably one of the best films of the 70s, I reckon. It's a great film because it's horror, but at the same time, it could easily pass as, you know, Martin Scorsese could have done that film. You know, it could have been a Francis Ford Coppola, but it's just genius, and it's so fucked up. It's so screwy.
Have you ever seen, now I don't know if you'd be able to find this, is it called Into the Woods? What is it called? There was a big musical that came out called Into the Woods, right?
Yeah.
It's not there.
Oh, is this the new Ellen Page and Evan Rachel Wood? Whose name is back?
No, this has nobody famous in it.
Oh.
It's like, you know, Troll 2?
Yeah.
It's in a similar vein as that. It's like, it's so bad, it's good. And I cannot remember what it's called.
The Woods? No?
It's called In the Woods. It's called Into the Woods or In the Woods. And if you can find a copy of it, it's quite hard to find a copy of. Maybe. My friend Eddie, the writer of Bud Punch, found it in this like DVD bin for like $1. And it's so incredibly bad, but it's so good. But it's trying to be a horror film, and I can recommend anybody to watch it. I can highly recommend
it. All I can find is Into the Woods and The Woods, which is the new one with the one I mentioned, Alan Page. Damn, I don't know that one. No, there's a really good one I can recommend that's recent called Starry Eyes.
Starry Eyes, okay.
It's really creepy. You'll love it.
Starry Eyes, I'm going to write that down.
Starry Eyes, not a starry as in starry. And it's amazing. It's
Is it going to stop me from sleeping?
Starry Eyes. So, oh, yes. No, it won't. But it will make you think about going to Hollywood and not going to Hollywood, you know?
Okay.
It's the actress is brilliant in it, Alex Esso. She's really a fabulous, I was blown away. Just scary. It's a little bit like Stepford Wives, but amped up quite a bit.
Sounds cool.
With the blood and lots of blood. So
that's what we want.
And another one I really liked was, what was it called again? My brain's gone. Somewhere it's Saturday, somewhere post-Friday, Honeymoon. And it's got the woman from Game of Thrones. So, what's her name? Rose something. Honeymoon. Let me look that up. Honeymoon movie. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you found it? Rose Leslie.
Rose Leslie, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty scary as well.
Is that one called Honeymoon?
Yep. Just called Honeymoon. Yep, 2014. Pretty amazing. Anyway, we should be talking about you.
No, this is good. Give you some good recommendations.
Likewise, I want to try and find that The Woods.
I'm going to try and find it.
Yeah, if you can find it, that'll be cool. Oh, there's so much good stuff, and of course, I'm really excited by The Lure. I believe it's a Swedish mermaid horror film. That looks really interesting.
Oh, dude, I've heard about this.
Yeah, the special effects look crazy. And Patchwork's another one. It looks pretty sick. It's about making the ideal woman out of bits and pieces of other women. Why not?
Amazing.
There's some sick people out there.
There are some sick, twisted minds.
And we want to work with them. Cool. Well, look, Blood Punch is coming. It's actually directed by a woman. What was it like
Madeline
to work?
Paxton, yes.
Yeah, what was it like to work with a woman?
She was great, man. Madeline is very, she's Cuban. Wow. And so she knows what she wants and she's very passionate about it. She was great, man. She, again, like Eddie, both had been working in children's television and so were very keen to blow off some steam and do something a bit crazy.
It's very disturbing, actually, because no, here are these people that we trust with our children.
With their young minds of the next generation.
And yet, underneath it all, God knows what goes on behind the scenes at Sesame Street.
I hate to think.
I would hate to think what Big Bird really thinks.
I don't want to know that. I do not want to know that.
I didn't want to know what Mr. Snuffleupagus was ever about. I could never work that out. Now I'm fearful of working that out. Let alone Bert and Ernie, but we love them. And we love Blood Punch, Deafgasm. We want more. And certainly New Zealand's, lifting the bar pretty high.
Mm.
Yeah, for those Australians to try and limbo under. They need to start making some good horror too. I think they do. Wolf Creek, the TV show, wasn't too bad. And of course, Clever Man is the biggest ticket at the moment for television here. I don't know if you've heard of it. Clever Man, one word.
Yeah.
It's the first ever Aboriginal sci-fi dystopical TV show written by Aboriginal Indigenous actors, 80%. The directors are Indigenous. It's fucking amazing. Incredible. Cool. It's a pity you can't get it. You'll have to wait probably a while before you can get it, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll have to watch it in your 3 weeks when you're here, maybe, if it's still on.
Yeah, totally. That sounds incredible.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. All right. Hey, look, thanks for speaking to us today on this beautiful wintry Saturday there, Milo Cawthorn.
Thank you for having me.
A.K.A. Milton.
A.K.A.
About Blood Punch and other things, many other things. Yeah. Before you go, I wonder if I could get you to do, because you will be very, very famous soon. Yep. And our minds, you already are. I wonder if you could do a show tag for us for Sci-Fi and Scream.
Okay, so what's the, what? It's like, is it Joy FM or is it Sci-Fi and Scream it's on Joy?
On Joy 94.9. What? Well, say FM if you want to, whatever.
We'll cut it out.
I can cut it up. You bet. All right.
Should I say, I'm saying this is Milo Cawthorn.
Yes.
On Sci-Fi and Scream.
Oh, is it Milo? I've been calling you Milo. This is one of my favorite drinks.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
You can call me Sonja.
I've been called Milo because why wouldn't you say Milo? It's what everybody knows. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, that's not how it's said, though, is it? You should spell your name M-E-E-L. Oh,
that's what I said to my parents. I said, "Listen, guys, you want to make this work?" They were not agreeing.
Is it a foreign name? Well, you know.
Yeah, it's foreign, like it's like Eastern Europeans have Milosevic, but my mum's Australian and my dad's English, so they were just kind of cruel.
Oh, all right, interesting. Okay, all right. So Milo Cawthorn, I now have to edit everything. Damn it! Say what you like. I mean, for the tag.
Okay, tell, are we ready to go?
Yes, go for it.
Good evening. This is Milo Cawthorn speaking to you about Sci-Fi and Scream. It's not Scream, it's Scream on Joy 94.9.
Whoa, fantastic. Thank you. That's great. It's almost as good as the Taika Waititi one I had, but you know, it's
amazing.
Cool. Or is it Taika Waititi? Someone said to me, "Oh, how do you say his name?" An Australian said to me, "I said, you say it how you think it sounds." And they go, "Oh, I don't want to say the tit word." I said, "Well, you're gonna have to get over that and just do it. Just
There's
run at
beach.
It."
There's a beach near where I grew up called Uratiti.
Yes, Uratiti.
So it just anything goes.
It does, yeah, but, I know.
Yeah.
And, of course, where I grew up, there was, what was it called? Tutaikuri River in Hawke's Bay. In Hawke's Bay. Of course, Dogshit River. Tutaikuri sounds better, I guess.
It does sound a little bit better.
Yeah. So where are you? Are you an Aucklander? I forgot to ask you.
I'm from Whangarei originally.
Oh,
how about yourself?
Napier. It was the earthquake capital, but that was robbed. We were robbed.
Thanks a lot, Christchurch.
I mean, they hold the record. Earthquakes a day, isn't it? which is really terrible. Yeah, I think so.
Worldwide.
The magma is just, oh, right. Not looking good there, is it? It's poor, poor things. Yeah, Whangarei, eh? Oh, nice. The winterless north, yes.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's why I'm so cold down here.
The winterless north, that's it, maybe. All right, look, I'll let you get back and have a Saturday now. Can go and
thank you.
Go out, do whatever you do, you know.
Yeah, the exciting life of a 20-something.
Are you in Grey Lynn or?
I am in Grey Lynn, yes.
I can tell by the colour of the wall in the background.
The whitewash.
Yes, the white.
And there's an organic grocery delivery service box.
Oh.
It's another clue.
What's that in your hand?
This. Very interesting. This is a piece of cardboard.
I thought it was a pregnancy test, sorry.
Yeah, well, what? I wonder what.
Oh my God, congratulations.
You're having everything.
You're having five at once. Well, that's your next movie, yeah. Oh, well, hey, cool. Thank you, Milo, for speaking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream. And we'll see you in Melbourne Town, June 25. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
All right, ciao. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I turned that off, I hope. Yes. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ooh. Yeah, Skype made a funny little noise there. So yes, check it out. It's called Blood Punch 2013. It's been a long time coming, but at last we can hold ourselves no longer. The suspense is killing us. It's the horror thriller film we had to have, and it's the directorial debut of a wonderful woman, Madeleine Paxson. And also it stars the fabulous Defgasm himself, the amazing Milo Cawthorn, who I've been calling Milo all this time, as Milton, and you'll find out more about that. So we'll put that up on the Facebook links. But also, don't forget, June 25th at the studios, at the Backlot Studios here in Melbourne, you'll get to see at last something worthwhile. Bloody, gory, and extremely hilarious. It's called Blood Punch. So yes, I recommend it highly. Make sure you do check it out. It's something for the whole family to enjoy, or not. Check it out. Blood Punch, a special screening with the main cast member here, Milo Cawthorn from Defgasm, in person, June the 25th at the Backlot Studios. Tickets available at www.trybooking.com. Otherwise, check out their Facebook page for events. That's Blood Punch, brought to you by Monsterfest. Awesome. Monster Pictures, thank you. And thanks to Leslie Morris as well for the opportunity to speak to the awesome dude himself, Milo Cawthorn, in Kiwiland. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.